This is a Christmas memory decades and decades ago. Enthusiastic, energetic, 7-year-old daughter Margaret helps me wrap Christmas gifts way back when. Wife Liz is off working late someplace. Daughter Jeannie is on the perpetual phone in another room. Son Robin is doing his own life somewhere else on Southside. Margaret and I are trying to help Liz by wrapping some gifts. My wrapping skills are sloppy and patchwork. Margaret, though, devotes full energy to her task and makes every present look special. We're drinking eggnog and listening to a compilation of Christmas songs I play every year. Harry Belafonte singing about Mary's boy child, Mel Torme singing about chestnuts and nose nipping, the Modern Jazz Quartet improvising England's Carol. We've even tried to revive the old fireplace downstairs with chunks of coal and alley wood. Among the miscellaneous boxes that I give Margaret to wrap is her gift, a gift from me to her. But she doesn't know it. She doesn't know what's in the box. I just make sure she thinks it's something I'm giving to somebody else. She carefully wraps and decorates the box and slides it across the table under my nose. "Who gets this?" she asks, colored pen in hand upon the gift card. "It's your gift," I say. She pauses, eyes big, mouth open in dismay. "What? It's my gift?"
"Yep,
from me to you." "But," she sputters, "I didn't know it was mine." She grabs it from me. "What is it?"
"Can't tell, but you did a great job of wrapping it."
Margaret is conflicted. A cast-iron family rule mandates that no package is pre-opened. Poking and squeezing and shaking are allowed, but no pre-opening. "You fooled me," she shouts with laughter and dismay mixed.
"Yep," I grin.
"Ah!" she screams in true Charlie Brown style. "I'll never let that happen again," she vows. By the following Christmas, she's forgotten that vow, and I play the same trick on her. It even happens yet a third time, the Christmas after that. By then, though, I know that the trick is over. I'll never be able to make it happen a fourth time. But to this day, Margaret and I still joke about the old 1-2 combo I delivered to her 3 years in a row. I almost achieved the status of Lucy on the football, but she learns faster than Charlie Brown, and I can never get away with it again. Down all the Christmas memories, this one sparkles in its own little world, in my heart, in my mind, and my forever memories of good times re-savored.